I feel like my drinks are better when you draw.
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the NerdWatch Podcast. I, of course, am G-Money. Welcome to Facebook Live. Welcome to YouTube. Welcome to Akaku.
Hold on.
Yes.
Can we start now?
Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the NerdWatch Podcast. I, of course, am G-Money. Welcome to Akaku. Welcome to YouTube. Welcome to Facebook Live.
Are the podcasters hearing the Back to the Future music again?
Are you sick of it?
Well, where's Higher Ground?
Yeah, I know. I'm back in time. I love
Did
that.
Did you make Kanoa mad?
No, I didn't. No,
he's
we're
not
getting.
Letting
I'm getting another.
Anymore,
I'm getting
it?
Another copy of it. Don't worry. Don't worry. I promise.
Anyway, I don't think he's getting any money for our usage of it.
We are, of course, a gaggle of nerds tonight, joined by one lovely lady. And tonight,
Todd Bernardi's here.
Yay, Todd!
Tonight, I'm going to start.
It's still tucked.
I'm gonna start from the far side of the table tonight. Joining us tonight is the gaming guru himself, the man we like to call Format, is in the house tonight.
Oh, we're going that way now?
Yes, we are. Big round of applause for Format.
Ball.
Yeah, yep. Also joining us tonight is the man who is the owner, proprietor of Maui Comics and Collectibles at 333 Dairy Road.
And the newest edition of the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance.
In Kahului, you are?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
It's official,
and I'm still in the organization too.
Wow.
So, shut up.
Ladies and gentlemen, the newest member of the Hawaii Comic Book Alliance, the man we like to call Daddy Leaks. In the house tonight as well.
You
still
Daddy
Leaks. For the record,
I've
never called
Daddy
you that once.
Leaks.
Thank you. I appreciate
Daddy
it.
Call at
you,
boy.
Also joining us tonight is a guy, and then also...
You're not wrong, am I?
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, first of all, he's only anatomically a guy.
Whoever this is talking. What's
Please don't assume my gender.
Is he a cisgender? Nice. Nice.
That's no, awesome.
Cisgender is when you are.
Oh, you're assuming. Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you for correcting me. Also joining us tonight, who will introduce her friend, ladies and gentlemen, it is the famous cosplayer, the woman with the fantastic Instagram feed.
And costumes.
She, of course, is a little bit of Harry Potter tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, it's our friend. See?
You know, I think the audience needs to know that Gannon knows Lindsay, so that's like...
They're close. This is normal.
I'm sorry.
It's normal.
I'm sorry.
And I wouldn't have it any other way.
Dang it.
Fine.
Freaking hell.
It's not fine, Lindsay.
I apologize.
It's not fine, Gannon. You're being rude to our guest.
That was not a nice thing to do.
That was not at all.
But I'm sure it'll be funny when we listen to it later.
Oh, man.
I'm like listening to the podcast and you'll burp and be like, great.
Just don't have your volume on too loud and it'll be fine.
I listen in the open office. I don't listen on headphones.
Okay. Anyway.
Let me try this again. Ladies and gentlemen, it is the very lovely... Lindsay, night darling in the house tonight. How are you, dear?
He almost
Hi,
forgot.
Jimmy. I know he was
I did not forget.
Call her tonight.
So,
like,
no,
what is it going to be?
I was debating between Lindsay or Night Darling. I wasn't sure, so I tried to do both.
Usually it's Night Darling.
You forgot
Night
which Darling. One was her real name.
Yeah, right.
And
I
then
did.
Whether or not to use her trade name.
He called Cynthia Lindsay one night.
Shut
she
up.
Got up and walked out.
I did. It was totally messed up. I'm
Are
sorry.
Are you serious, girl?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Do you see her tonight?
No.
Oh, my poor baby.
She started her own show.
She did. She started her
I
own show.
She was so upset with him. She's like, I can do this
back.
Myself.
You know
I don't need that joker.
Traumatized. I know.
Sorry, Cynthia.
That's right. Also,
anyway,
also joining us tonight, someone who is not near as lovely as Night Darling, our punk rock
nice.
Superstar.
He's sort of gassy.
Horror aficionado. Ladies and gentlemen, Gannon is in the house tonight as well. Big round of applause for Gannon.
You're too gassy.
Oh, my gosh. You need to stop.
You need a
Well, that was appropriate. It's me.
And last but certainly not least, ladies and gentlemen, he is our comic book artist extraordinaire, the author and artist of the Kukui Project, of Disco Thunder Groove Bone, and, of course, Hard
Candy. All around decent guy.
And, ladies and gentlemen, he is also Lindsay's pickle.
You see the
Todd
pain.
Is in the house
Whenever
tonight as well.
Forever and ever.
That's right.
I thought he was Nadia's pickle.
No. Well, we established that a couple of times when she was on that Todd is her pickle.
Oh.
He was supposed to be for Amazing Hawaii Comic Con.
That's right. Exactly.
Yeah.
But he was too busy. Well, fangirling.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Pickle Todd. It could be Pickle Todd.
I could do a moat version.
Pickle Todd.
Yeah. And I was pretty
you know,
I was fangirling.
I'm telling you something. Reed is growing on me. He says what we all say. Thanks a lot, Todd.
Yeah.
Thanks a
Todd.
lot. Yeah. Thanks,
I kind of say it
You're
the
welcome.
Way that you say thanks, Obama.
Yeah. Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Todd.
Oh, man. Lightsaber night's canceled again. Thanks, Todd.
Yeah. Jimmy J says Night Darling is only getting more cooler as the time goes on in his opinion. So he's a fan. He's a huge fan.
Todd getting
that sounds like a slap in the face to the rest of us.
It is kind of, but that's okay. He's a dude. I get it. It's fine. I understand it. Well, lady and gentlemen,
wait, hold on.
Yes,
Lindsay.
Oh, that's
what is
right.
Your
last
name?
But certainly
oh,
not
yeah,
least.
No, this is just Brad.
That's Morgan. Yeah. No, Morgan.
He's a fellow nerd.
He's a nerd from Oregon.
Welcome him.
First of all, you don't look like no nerd, all
right? Right? That's what we discussed last night.
That's what I'm saying.
Wait, that's his rite of passage right there.
All right. Okay.
Which is?
You know what? There's nothing.
He doesn't even know.
The only reason why is because there's nothing wrong with your face. Or you don't look like me, sir, and it's really pissing
all right,
me
all
off.
Right. Show us your tattoo.
Show us your tattoo.
That's
let
a
me
good
see the
way
tattoo.
To approach this subject, yes. But is anybody know, because, you know, we're the old school nerds, and there's always, like, something keeping us from being up there with the cool kids. Like, yeah. Got, like, a humpback or something, or yeah. Limp or something. You're sitting at the table with all the, like, you know, defected kids, and you're the nerds, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
But it's like, but being a nerd is so widespread nowadays that good-looking kids are nerds now. It's
I
like,
guess so. Hey, watch the bottom of your
They're
mic
posers.
Again, remember.
No.
You have to be ugly.
I know. Like, yeah. Do you
First
have to
of
be
all,
ugly?
The rite of passage to be a nerd is that you are definitely not a looker. Okay?
You have to be cast out from society.
All right? That's what I'm saying.
He just
all right?
got blessed with double, I guess. So.
I guess he did.
It has to be Star
Trek.
Yes, absolutely. Hey, watch the bottom of your mic again, Alika. I got to hold the... I'm going
to
make sure we don't miss you.
It has to be sad.
Heavy roll is like crap.
Yeah.
Wrap it around your arm a few times.
There are hot nerds nowadays.
Are you? Well, look.
I mean, look at this table.
Cosplay.
That's true. Good point.
It totally
I know,
brought
how do you
guys
explain
back
me?
To comics.
Well, here's the difference. Is that girls can get away with being good looking and also nerdy. It's
Nobody's
going
to be like, go away.
Right. No
girls.
One's going to tell you to go away.
But
like
exactly.
Like.
Yeah, because
to be
none
funny.
Of them know how to speak to them.
That's so. Right. Exactly. Exactly my point. But you, I'll tell you to get the hell out of here.
I didn't play this my whole life. I was pretty skinny, small, round shaped.
Don't try and make up for your good looks now, sir.
No, I was pretty small and skinny and, you know, look like a French model. Like, you know, it's really
I'll
hard.
Show y'all
my
a picture
life is
later.
Tough.
All right. Yeah. Is there.
No,
is there?
See, she has. She definitely has. When
oh,
I,
does
when,
she?
When I had hair down to my shoulders, yeah.
Oh.
Okay, nerd.
Okay, that's kind of
long hair.
Yeah, long hair. That
wait,
means
wait a minute.
You're a good looking guy who could be good looking if you just cut but his long hair.
That's more goth.
Group.
That's more gothy.
Kind of like you
like,
did.
It was like Jewish long hair, like because my mom's Jewish. So it didn't go straight down; it went out and down.
Wait a minute,
Jufro. Yeah.
And it was like Jufro.
Yeah,
long.
Yeah. Do you grow a neck beard? When you grow
no,
a beard?
I don't grow any facial hair.
Hold
I'm
the
Asian,
phone.
So,
don't bury the lead. You're a Jew?
Yeah.
Oh man.
Oh, you should have told.
Look, no, just.
Well, I'm not Jewish. Yeah.
Wait, like next are you gonna ask him? Like, wow, where'd you learn English? Like, what?
You speak so well for a Jew.
You're leaving me so flip.
Yeah.
You found a friend.
Well,
I'm,
listen.
I'm going to hashtag Bill O'Reilly on this clip. I feel uncomfortable.
Well, now that I know that, any Jew is welcome on the Nerd Block.
Hey,
oh,
cool.
Now that you know that.
Now
but before then.
Now he's cool. He's accepted.
Before then, they got to stay outside.
It wasn't his Mandalorian tattoo.
That.
It was the fact that he was a Jew.
That's right. Exactly. It's awesome. Well, no, seriously, we're so happy to have you here.
No, thank you very much.
We certainly appreciate it very much. And thanks for
he had a Jufro,
being
got
a good
Mandalorian
sport.
Tattoo, and his hair receded.
Right.
And then he got good at math, and yeah.
All of a sudden, Greg's not threatened, so it's good to be here.
He's like, okay,
that's true.
Now,
I'm not threatened anymore.
Yeah, see, now you can sit at the table.
Now I can sit at the table. Anyway, Nerd Watch, welcome.
That's us.
And Nerd Facebook Live, welcome to the show. Nerd Watch is here to talk about what's the latest in nerd
stuff.
News and pop culture and all that other good stuff. How's everybody doing tonight? By the way, everything.
I'm doing terribly.
Yeah. Everybody doing good? Oh, all right. What's that?
I don't want to hear about his bad night.
I know, it's true.
I kind of do.
Hey,
Gannon, what's
no,
wrong?
No, stop, Todd. Don't ask him.
No, I'm worried.
How's the record going?
Huh?
How's the record going?
It's not.
They're not even called a record anymore.
Are they not called records?
No.
Yeah,
called
records.
Yeah?
Oh, okay, well then, that's
records?
Okay.
What the hell is a record?
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, anybody else do anything exciting this weekend? Anything cool? other than getting prepared for Maui Comic Con?
I'm on the Nerd Watch. Do I ever do anything cool?
It's true. Point
the
taken.
Coolest thing ever.
This is the coolest thing ever.
Oh.
Ever.
My girlfriend doesn't think so, so I can't tell anymore.
What?
I finished Defenders. This isn't cool, by the way. I finished Defenders.
Okay, we'll talk about that later. Nice. I want to know about
that. Cool.
That wasn't
not,
very cool.
Not at all. Not cool at all. But before we get
can
in,
I spoil the crap out of it.
No, you can later.
Spoiler!
It's been out for like 2 months now. I'm pretty sure it's safe.
Okay. Before we get into any of that, of
I
course,
wish somebody would have spoiled it for me.
If you can,
I thought I did enough at least.
Invite your friends and invite your neighbors to watch the Facebook live cast if you could. Jimmy J didn't know Maui was filled with so many anti-Semites.
But really, it's
wait,
just
what?
Greg. No, hold on. It's just
Greg.
It's just Greg.
There is none. We love them.
Other than Greg,
we love them all. There isn't any at all, Jimmy J. But anyway, please follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/NerdWatch. Follow us on YouTube at NerdWatch Nation. Follow us on Instagram at @_NerdWatch. And follow us on Twitter at NerdWatch Nation. All right. Now, before we get into any of this good stuff, let's talk about what's new in comic books here at Maui Comics and Collectibles at 333 Jerry Road, Kahului.
Just throw out character names and numbers, and people will just assume that you're telling the truth.
Are you going to do it like Barry?
Deadpool 497
is out.
Are
you going to do it like Barry? Do it like Barry.
No, here's the thing.
Like intelligently?
If there's anything...
No, she means like Barry White.
If there's anything that I know... being on this show is that Jimmy J... This is Jimmy J's favorite part of the show.
Is it?
So, that's what I get.
Hey!
Thanks, Jimmy.
Jimmy J's favorite part of the show is the comic book list.
All right.
I'm sorry. Night Darling is his favorite part of the show. And then
but she's
the
barely
comic book
on
list.
The show.
Okay, that's fine.
Wait, hey,
well, that's why he barely watches.
He just tunes in to see if she's on.
I know.
I think it's awesome how much Jimmy J watches a Nerd Watch. I think that's really cool.
It's like when you used to watch Batman waiting for the Batgirl episode.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That is true. Barbara Gordon episodes. All right, so what's going on?
So, Angelic number one from Image. I don't know what that's about. Aquaman number 28. Batman number 31. Batman the Red Death number one.
Ooh.
It's a metal crossover.
Now, I finally got a chance to see some of those metal crossovers.
They're eye-catching.
Yeah, they're very eye-catching. They're cool. Weird. They're a little weird.
You know anything about it, do you?
No.
Not one bit?
No.
I don't know anything about it.
I've actually read the first issue, so yeah.
The gist I'm getting is that they all wear metal stuff.
No, that's not it at all.
That's not it at all. It has to do with the 52 different.
Oh my God, they're hearkening back to the 52. Is that their new number?
That's always been there.
It's always been there. But it has to do with the
nth metal. They
have to deal with all the different metal.
How
verses.
Long has 52 been their number?
At least last 15 years?
Riddle me this.
At least last 15 years.
I mean, it's been, but like, but Zach.
Well, before the new 52, though? That's what I'm saying.
Prior to that, I think so.
I've read it up to this. I think I read the second and the third issue because they're only on three. They're really good. Zack Snyder is using the things
Snyder.
Yeah, Scott Snyder. What'd I say?
Zack Snyder.
Same difference.
It's really not.
Scott Snyder is he's an artist.
He's doing great.
No, he's not.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh,
no, but he's going back. He's going back to all the stuff. He's going back to all the other stuff that's he's put out in the all the other Batman books. So he's saying
it feels
that,
like all of the crossovers have an obligation to do that. It's hot, like, you know, like when you're telling me that, because each time there's a crossover, they're like, and they cross, and they harken back to everything in the old
Well,
story.
In his case, he's
like
just...
Like talking about Grant Morrison, he's like, and everything that happened in the books is, you know what I
well,
mean?
Well, yeah, but when Grant Morrison's doing it, he's doing it for the entire universe. Scott Snyder's just wrapping up the story elements that he's been doing.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit more central. It's not...
To his new 52
It's
run.
Not the whole wraparound universe. Yeah. It's...
I don't mean to sound cynical at all. I haven't read it.
I would have been too, to be completely honest. But
the posters that they have are all just of metal Batman.
Jimmy J thinks that Alika's absolutely right. It's a lot of fetish metal stuff, he thinks. Yeah. So.
That's what all the advertisement is.
I know what Jimmy J's into now.
Jimmy J wants to know if it's good, though. Is it good?
I didn't know that was good.
It's really, I mean, the writing's really good and the artwork's really good. I think that, like, the tie-ins are going to, like, kind of clean up the arc a little bit. Like
did you say the Italians?
No, the tie. The tie-ins.
The tie-ins, you stupid.
I thought you said the Italians.
I didn't say eye ties. I said the tie-ins.
Oh, the tie-ins.
The Titans.
Gotcha.
I think that a lot of the crossovers are going to clean up, like, sort of the questions that you have while you're reading it. I think that it's good. I think that Greg Capullo's artwork's fantastic. I think that Scott Snyder's writing is really good.
I don't know. I didn't read it.
But I want to see where this is going to go. And I'm glad that they're getting to use, like, really weird, wacky stuff.
Cool.
Right.
Todd, this is the comic book
list. Aluminum Flash.
Let's try and get through it, okay?
And tinfoil Batman. That's
okay, he's from New Zealand, so it's aluminium. Okay, so
aluminium. What else is going on, Alika?
Aluminium.
Number 7. Big Trouble in Little China, Old Man Jack, number 1.
Ooh.
How's that for blatant copying? Bitch Planet, triple feature, number 4.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Can you say that?
Bitch Planet, number 4.
Ooh, he's saying like a G, too.
You can? It's a title of a book.
Bitch Planet?
It's a title of a book.
I don't know, but I felt like the wrath in that one. Continue.
Bitch Planet.
I got to meet Kelly, too.
Damn.
She's great.
I'm going to get a Bitch Planet
tomorrow. Hang on a second. Todd said something.
You bitches
should read it. Todd said something. Todd said something that he met Kelly Sue.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, yeah.
What she's at Rose City?
Yeah,
she's really sweet.
Oh, huh? Awesome.
She's Bitchin. Really great. She was she was signing with the artist that draws Bitch Planet. I think his name's DeAndro Valentine.
But nice.
That might be wrong about that.
That was a great grouping of two words that have nothing to do with each other.
Cave Carson has a cybernetic eye, number 12.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Descender, number 24.
Descender.
Todd.
Hey, I'm on the subscribe me.
You still might not get it.
Todd, stop slurring your words.
Subscribe me.
Now, how about this crossover, which I hope you have just as kind words for as you did for the DC crossover.
Ooh.
Generations, Ms. Marvel and Ms. Marvel.
What?
Number 1.
Wow.
Wait, that sounds exciting.
Wait, Ms. Marvel and Ms. Marvel?
It's the 70s Ms. Marvel and the Kamala Khan Ms. Marvel.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah.
I'm confused.
Carol Danvers when she was Ms. Marvel.
Yeah.
Oh. And then the new
Kamala Khan.
Kamala Khan, yeah.
I can't wait.
Because Generations is getting rave reviews. Do you have any kind things to say about the writing?
Kind things only.
About Generations?
Who's writing it?
Who cares?
Yes. People that write things.
All right. Well, if you don't know, then I can't say that I like
well,
it.
Well, right. let me just speak for Todd for a second. Marvel is probably producing the most profound comic books in any generation right now. So just
you don't speak for me.
I don't.
No.
That sounds like something Todd would say.
I like the Ms. Marvel. I the two comics that I read recently by Marvel were Ms. Marvel and Captain
Marvel.
And Captain Marvel.
But this Generations crossover is even by like loyal Marvel readers from our subscribers who tell me after they read it.
Yeah.
Is a bit of a slog. Like,
really?
They're just throwing them together to refresh the legacy
ratings.
Characters.
She's stuck in Captain Marvel is stuck in space. She's
so they just use Ms. Marvel and some weird Secret Wars thing.
That's my favorite. The Carol Danvers costume is one of my favorite costumes.
Yeah, it's an awesome costume.
The red and blue.
Oh, I like the black and yellow lightning strike.
That one's really good too. When people cosplay as that, it's really nice.
That's Todd's favorite.
I like. There's more. There should be more.
Greg
looks
super
window.
Lost, guys.
But if they
Todd,
do,
you guys might want to rein it.
Could you rein it in, please?
But put it this way:
what the hell
if they
you're
do,
talking about?
If they do the black costume, they have to white out their eyes. They have to have no pupils.
No, I like
because
that.
That's
yeah.
Talk in the mic so people can hear
you.
Yeah. Like Ray Charles.
Yes, exactly like that.
That's not racist.
Green Arrow number.
It's not.
That's it's not at all. We're talking about like
it's against disabled.
They can't see.
Green Arrow number 31.
Nice.
Green Lanterns 31. No. Harley Quinn 28. Headlopper number 7. I didn't know this book was still around. And Otley's doing a cover, so that's pretty cool.
Ryan Otley! Yeah.
Friend of the show.
We met him once.
He will vouch for anything
friend
we produce.
Friend of the show!
Ryan Otley. He will
Ryan
vouch
Otley.
For all of it. All
right, yes. Cool. Awesome.
I met him that one time. He liked the sushi on Oahu.
Captain Phasma number 204.
Nice.
That's the Star Wars book.
Who? Wait, Captain Phasma 204?
Captain Phasma
204.
Oh, I was like, 204? What the hell?
Here's Captain Phasma.
Years,
yeah. She's a lady stormtrooper. You can check her out. Anyway.
Is that like a lady
women
pilot?
Women can fly planes now.
She's
probably going to be flying a destroyer in the next
And they can get thrown down garbage compactors.
Yeah, they can. Oh, yeah,
sure
they can.
Justice League 29, Kill the Minotaur, number 4, Killer Instinct, number 1. I think that's a video game.
By the way, Jimmy J says that he likes Miss Marvel with the yellow and black and the sash.
Yeah, I agree.
Jimmy J's got good taste.
Even if there's not enough, you know who did that
cosplay? Ivy Doomkitty, Mr. Jimmy J.
Yes!
Wow.
And then next me.
Mm-hmm.
Monsters Unleashed number 6. I didn't even realize this was still going on. It's been a while. Yeah. Nightwing number 29, which is a metal tie-in.
Nice.
Let's see. Over the Garden Wall, 2017 special. Has anybody seen that Cartoon Network cartoon?
No.
It's awesome.
Is it good?
It's pretty good.
Good.
He just said it was awesome. He said it was awesome. You're like, is it pretty good?
It's okay. It's all right. All right, it's awesome.
That's the word I was looking for.
It's decent. It's awesome.
Good.
Redlands number 2.
Ooh.
Royals number 8, that's about the Inhumans.
Mm-hmm.
Samurai Jack, Quantum Jack, number 1.
Yes.
Yep. Shirtless Bear Fighter, number 4 of 5.
Woo! You see, I guess we're in that
first
book.
Of all, first of all, I really want to see Bearless Shirt Fighter. I am still on
that
the...
That wouldn't be as exciting without any bears.
That sounds like the most boring, like, Tide commercial I've ever heard. That just sounds like a laundry detergent commercial.
I want to see Pantless Tiger Fighter.
Pantless Tiger Fighter, that's good,
and,
too.
And this time it's a black woman.
Big shout-out to Jason, who just joined the Facebook Live feed, by the way.
Who?
Jason.
Jason who?
Jason Hintz.
Sudeikis. Who? Oh.
Not Sudeikis.
Voorhees.
Anyway, what else? What's
Star
on that
Wars
list?
Adventures number 2.
Yes?
That's on IDW, actually.
Ooh.
It's a cartoony style. Star Wars Poe Dameron. Super Sons number 8.
They're so mad at Marvel that they're licensing it out to other people.
Yeah. Superman 31.
Messing this up.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Usagi Yojimbo hardcover edition is coming out tomorrow.
There you go. Yeah. That's the one.
Yeah.
That's
Stan Sakai, who will be at the Maui Comic Con October 28th and 29th.
Fantastic.
How many? You ordered like 40 of those so then people could sign them, right?
Were you reading this?
No.
How many copies did you
I'm
get?
Also not going to be here to have them
Enough.
Sign
them. Well, let's see, because I'm going to buy them all. All
right, I'm panicking.
He just realized he should have ordered more.
Yeah. No, is that it, or what
I
else
got
you
got? The Trinity, number 13.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
Venom, number 154.
Jimmy J brought up Venomverse right before you did.
Yeah, Venomverse, number 3 of 5,
wow.
Which people are enjoying.
Yeah.
But they're not buying all of them. I still have some.
No.
Wildstorm, number 7. Wonder Woman, Conan, number 1, number 6.
I want that. That's
Wonder
be
Woman
cool.
and Conan crossover. Mm-hmm. That's going to be awesome.
That one's going to be fun.
That'll be fun.
They're going to make love.
No,
stop
it.
They won't.
It doesn't have to be that way.
They're going to bone.
No!
They're
going to
make love the way
that
barbarians
first
only
of all,
can.
First of all, I think that Todd is right, because that's what Conan does, right? I mean, that's what he does. I mean,
he also like slays monsters and fights evil.
Yeah, but he also
but
he
also
likes
slays
to see...
Tang.
Yes, yeah. He does. Slays it hard. Okay.
Oh God.
Anyway, I'm just saying that's what he does.
X-Men Gold number 12.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's it.
Zombie Tramp ongoing number 39.
Fantastic, ladies and gentlemen. Bravissimo. That of course was the new comic book Wednesday.
How long did that take, Greg?
That took about 30 minutes of the show. But no, I'm just kidding.
See you guys next week.
Yeah, we do want to say thank you to Alika. Check it out every Wednesday. New Comic Book Wednesday here at 333 Derry Road, Kahului, Maui Comics and Collectibles. And
Carl Amano just shouted out Conan's gonads.
And by the way, speaking of Conan's gonads? No, not speaking of his gonads, but speaking
Wait,
of comic book artists. No, we're not. Speaking of comic book artists, the first 5 of 10 of our exclusive interviews for Amazing Hawaii Comic Con went up.
Yeah, I listened to all the interviews.
There's
so
transcripts?
Far. They're awesome.
They're awesome.
Except for the Curtis one. I haven't listened to that
one. You haven't listened to Curtis Weebs?
That's an hour long, so
Curtis,
I don't have time for that one.
Curtis Weebs is awesome.
I know. I want to listen to you.
Well, that's
we kind of broke
I'm
down
involved.
And we swear a lot in that one, so.
Jimmy G says he doesn't buy comics with guys without shirts. That's awesome.
He should.
Oh, my gosh.
Jimmy G doesn't buy comics
guys without shirts on. That's awesome.
Commandy.
Yeah, but anyway, I do want you guys to know that if you have not listened to them, the Amazing Hawaii Comic Con interviews are up. The first 5 that are up are Stacey Hayashi, Shannon
Casey
Eric
Horimoto,
Denton,
Casey
Horimoto, and
Seven
Sketches.
People.
Two more.
Josh Blaylock.
And Eric
Shannon
Denton. But there's one more. Shannon Eric Denton, Josh Blaylock.
Godzilla. William Shatner. Godzilla was interviewed.
Wait,
Seven Sketches.
Interviewed William Shatner?
Seven, no. Seven Sketches and Casey Horimoto. And who are the other two?
Todd Bernardi.
Don't kill yourself over it.
I'm trying to because now it's starting to piss me off.
Todd
Bernardi. No, Todd Bernardi's just to let you know, the next five are going up on Thursday.
Ravioli.
The last five are going up on Thursday, which you guys can listen to.
Get the one up.
Here it is.
Oh, Chad Harden.
Chad Harden. That's it. Chad Harden is the other guy.
Oh, what does Chad Harden do?
Shannon Eric Denton. Just that's it right there.
Yeah,
one,
Quinn,
two,
right?
Three, four, five. That's it right there. Okay,
the
got them all.
He's the reason why Harley and looks like a slut.
Chad.
Hey.
Wow.
Yeah, you heard me.
Hey.
Chad Harden's interview is great, though.
Chad Harden is fantastic.
Was awesome.
He was very fun to talk to. So
I appreciated it. I'm glad you did that one.
Yeah, so I was very glad I did that one as well. You can check out the next five, which will involve DJ Cavicani. One, Todd Bernardi.
You asked me like four questions. I gave you like two answers.
That's true.
It's the worst interview in
ever.
History.
It is true. It's a good point. Yeah, so you can check that out coming up on Thursday. Jimmy J said he listened to the Shannon Eric Denton one. Good job. Hey, thank you. I appreciate it. Catch up on the rest
name
of tomorrow.
That you forgot?
No. That wasn't the one. So and then Reed,
that's the producer of Con Man.
Reed, when you come down here for the Maui Comic Con, by the way, Reed, we'll do an interview with you, sir, and we'll talk about you if that's cool.
Why didn't you guys get Tudyk?
You think he was accessible, Jimmy?
Oh, that guy too. Yeah,
Jimmy. To his credit, was like trying to help us, but all these stars have their own handlers, so
yeah.
Jimmy can only do so.
Here's the thing is that since Jimmy J's still in the chat, I do want him to know that I was trying to get you for an interview, but you're a busy man, and I didn't want to bother you too much. But
I'm lucky I got to see him.
I would definitely love to sit down and talk to you about your obsession.
I really want to.
Hopefully, you can make it to Maui Comic Con. I think he said he was going
to
try.
Good.
He's going to go to Kamikaze.
What's up, Sarah? Sarah Yamafuji. How are you?
Hi, Sarah.
Love you, Sarah.
She's judging our cosplay competition.
Is she?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I feel like she's judging us.
She's probably judging us now and going, ew, why is Night Darling hanging with these idiots?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it happens all the time.
Okay.
But it's okay. I'm okay with it. Anyway, let's get into some nerd stuff. And this isn't let's get into some stuff before we get into
freedom.
Nerd stuff. That is nerd stuff.
Talk about anything nerdy?
Whatever.
Yes, I'm gonna talk about something not nerdy right now.
What?
I went on a date with Professor Barry on Thursday.
Ooh, a man date.
Oh man, did you cut the guy's finger out with popcorn and stuff?
Yeah.
So here's the thing.
Juicy details.
Yeah,
go.
Professor Barry and I, Professor Barry, planned this about a month in advance.
Bucket?
And
oh my God, is he here? Is he going to jump out of the back?
Where are you?
So, Professor Barry, as you know, the professor of cinema, our good friend, the man who gives us cred.
He is the professor of cinema.
He is. That's who he is.
He's the only one.
Yeah. There's maybe a couple others.
I don't know if he's the.
I think he is the. But here's the thing: Professor Barry and I went to go see.
Greg's heart is the.
The that's right in my heart. My
professor.
Cinema soulmate.
He's the professor of Greg's heart.
That's correct. We went to go see the Jennifer Lawrence vehicle, Mother.
Was it as exciting
night?
As the promos would have it?
No.
Yeah.
I'm gonna let me just say this.
Okay, go ahead, spoil it. Go and just say it.
I am gonna
something
say
about
it.
Answering doors. I don't know.
Oh, Jimmy J said it's gonna be tough for him to come to the Maui Comic Con. He's got Kamikaze the same weekend.
Yeah, we already covered that, dude.
Oh, I didn't know that. I was.
Man, you stupid man.
I'm stupid man.
You
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But anyway,
he's just rambling on.
I went to a big shout out to Sam Campos who just joined. Big shout out to. Kamawella.
I almost dated Sam Campos.
Yeah. Did you?
Not that one.
Not that Sam Campos.
Not that one.
No. James Prez, what's up? James, you want to be on the Nerd Watch? All you got
to
do is be a friend of Night Darling, and I'll let anybody on the show.
I'm pretty sure she knows James.
I do.
Yeah.
Just pop in one day,
say that you're with Night Darling, and we'll let you on.
Yeah.
It's all good.
Bring food.
Yeah.
Do it.
Bring a pizza from Costco. You're in.
Oh, man.
You can't look like a nerd, though, apparently.
Yeah, you can't. No, you can't. No, here's the thing. I went to go see Mother with Professor Barry, and...
And you guys made out.
I have three words for
you.
Wow,
you guys have the same mother?
We do.
Wow.
I do. We also have the same father.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you're brothers?
We're brothers.
It's kind of weird that you like him so much now.
It's very Game of Thrones-y.
Are you Cersei?
Yeah.
You're Cersei.
Cersei.
He doesn't really want to do it, but you kind of boss him into it.
Yeah. No, but getting back to the point, Mother, I have three words for Mother: save your money. It is a very thought-provoking movie.
It's not even like event cinema?
No.
That's not even a reason to go see it?
It is actually, surprisingly enough, it is kind of event cinema, but the problem is that it is...
Oh, you saw it?
It's all about psychological overtones, biblical overtones.
It's scary if you believe in the Bible.
Sociopolitical overtones in it. Yeah, kind of, sort of. But it talks about,
but
like...
He's Jewish.
That's what I was going to say, but you're Jewish, so you're fine.
Right, no, but here's the thing, is that it talks about how... This is like a metaphor for God and the devil. It's got a metaphor for the Garden of Eden. Talks about a woman's place in the home, blah, blah, blah,
you know,
blah, blah.
Sam Campos is right. No. Mother, the Danzig song. Yeah. I can get behind that.
That's how old Sam
Mother,
is. Yeah.
Tell your children not to walk my way.
Who did Danzig get his ass beat by? Who was that? He got punched in the face?
It was just a bodyguard or something like that.
Was it?
Yeah. He didn't even get beat. He just got punched once.
He got
once.
Punched once in the face and it was over.
He got punched once and he fell straight down.
He did.
So to be fair, when you get sucker punched, I don't care how big you are.
That is true. Point
you can go down pretty quick.
Carl said he heard it was disturbing. It is very disturbing. I would say that for as much as I didn't like it, I keep thinking about it, and for this kind of entertainment, it's supposed to be thought-provoking. So I'm not going to get too deep into it, but I did see it, and I would
that
say
means
that...
means he doesn't understand it.
I know.
Can you spoil one thing for me?
Yes.
Is she all of those people's mother?
No, that's not the case at all.
Okay.
She's kinda young.
Can I say this, though? I saw a side of... I saw a side of Jennifer Lawrence, which I didn't think I'd see.
Her butthole.
Hey!
No.
Did it look like a pink starfish?
Stop it!
Patrick!
Oh, no.
It was brown.
No, here's the thing is that I did... There was more...
It was yellow like Patrick.
There was more Jennifer Lawrence than I was expecting to see. And
Twitter shots?
No, none of that, but a little more...
Armpits.
No, like...
Wait, why don't you get to see them?
More top, like more top, those are the top stuff.
The oh, who cares?
Oh, armpits? Really?
We've all seen that on
who
the internet.
Who cares?
Really?
Yeah, it's all over the internet. Somebody like stole her phone and then uploaded
this
all of her.
This is old news.
Oh, is it really?
There's like full frontal.
Dude, it's called
full
The Fappening, and they yeah. downloaded all like these celebrities. Yeah,
I saw some
once.
Good ones, man.
I was decent. I did not look through that trove.
My favorite one was Kat Dennings.
I love the
there
fact
are plenty
that
plenty of willing amateurs to provide that kind of material.
I love the fact that we're talking about Mother and the biblical overtones, and Jimmy J wants to chime in and say, "By the way, I'm not Jewish, Catholic."
Anti-Semite, and you just assume.
Yeah, I just assume. Right, exactly. It's fine, Jimmy. It's
you
fine.
Know how many Jews I know named Jimmy.
Yeah, right, that's true. But anyway, if you feel so compelled to go see it, be forewarned. This is not.
It's a red box.
It's not. It is because it's not a horror movie. It's a psychological thriller. It's very heady, and you're not. The first half of the movie is great. It's the second half that kind of goes off the rails. So
I hope it's heady if she's going to be topless.
I'm not going.
Yeah.
It's Jennifer Lawrence.
It is Jennifer Lawrence. And Javier Bardem, it's really weird because in the movie, you never think that Javier Bardem and Jennifer Lawrence should be together. And for like the first 20 minutes, I'm like, why are they not addressing this? And all of a sudden, 20 minutes in, they like address that. Why she seems like she's with this guy. So anyway, it's kind of a, I don't know, I didn't like it. Did you watch it, Night Darling?
Yes.
You did?
Via Dragon Box.
Okay. I am not going to condone that kind of behavior, but how was it?
I know. I didn't really like it.
Really?
It kind of like threw me for a loop, and I kind of got over it, and I stopped watching it like middle.
Oh, man. You need to finish it, to be honest.
Really?
And for you, you should finish it. Seriously, you should finish it.
He just okay, went I'll from like, it. Don't bother to, you need to
no,
finish it.
No, no, no. She's watched it. She needs to see
like,
the finale.
Like, I started to that point, right. But then I was like, no, I'm kind of over yeah. it already. Like, I was just, like, getting kind of lost in it, and
you,
I didn't really
you
know.
You need to see the finale, because the way it wraps up is so completely unhinged that you would never believe what happens.
Okay, that's kind of cool.
That's what you should watch. And, I mean, I'm not saying that's going to
no,
be better
I
for you.
Watch it.
Yeah.
Does she eat them all?
I'm not going to... No, that's not what happens. But all I'm going to say is the first yeah. half is very dark comedy, black humor, almost.
Yeah.
But like a comedy of errors almost, and it turns into this other psychological.
Yeah, no kidding. This sounds awfully racist.
All right.
Okay, stop.
This is a very condemning tone Perry. To how he
Tiki
said that.
Torches and polo shirts.
Yeah. But
next
anyway,
cosplay.
If If you have not seen it yet, stay away from Mother until it becomes available on Redbox, for sure.
Or apparently you just get it on Dragonbox already.
Sorry!
You should watch the rest of it, Lindsay, for sure.
Stay away from
it. What did...
done.
Mm-hmm.
What's Professor Barry's take on it?
Your mom's not good to watch.
Okay, and for those of you that want to know what Professor Barry's take on it was...
He reshaped his opinion when he heard what Barry said.
Professor Barry... actually, I gave him my opinion first. Professor Barry is going to give it... I believe he's going to give it 1.5 or 2 stars. He was not a fan either.
Agreed.
Yeah. So...
That explains why you're not a fan.
I told him my
so what do you think, Barry? And then you had to sleep in different rooms, didn't you?
Yeah.
What do you think, Barry? That's now my opinion.
Yes. That's right. While we were laying in bed together, we...
Whisper your opion to me.
You know, it's funny when we say it, it's gross when you say it.
Is it gross
so
when I say it?
It can become my
It's kind of gross when you say it because it's like you're saying it with like that sort of...
Like it's real.
That twinkle in your eye.
Oh, is yeah. it? Is it?
He does get that.
That is true. But that's actually only when I think about Utah.
Oh, yeah. Man. Now I'm grossed out.
Yeah, you're grossed out. Anyway, other than that, moving on to more nerdy stuff. Did you guys happen to see the all-new Tomb Raider trailer that just hit today?
No.
Yeah. Gannon did.
It is. Gannon I did, too. Did.
But I did not.
I watched him watch it.
It is essentially the game that got rebooted. It's the reboot of the game.
Who's Laura now at this time?
Alicia Vikander.
Alicia Vikander.
She was in Ex Machina.
Ex Machina.
Really?
Yeah.
As the doll
robot. Yeah.
Yeah. She's also in Jason Bourne as well. She's in Jason Bourne as well. Yeah.
Gross.
Stop it. But yeah.
Matt Damon.
Always wanted to be in Jason Bourne.
No, I want Jason Bourne to be in me.
So the entire movie is her picking up arrows that she already fired? Nice.
Ironically enough, she looks exactly like the chick in the game, Lara in the game.
Saying chick.
I know, right?
Yeah. But here's the thing is that...
Is she one of the good ones, Greg?
In the movie, in the trailer, they
Can't
say...
Can she fly? Is she a lady pilot?
They call her...
No,
we're never
going to
let that
archaeologist.
Go.
They
ever.
Call her Laura, and I thought it was Lara.
It is Laura.
Yeah, but he called her Laura. Like Laura. Like with the heavy...
Who cares?
The dad does. It's weird. I didn't think like that. But anyway...
It's technically pronounced Lara.
You're right. It's Lara.
Was the dad
right.
John Voight?
No, the dad was not John Voight. Although that would have been cool, to be fair.
Like, whoa. You look a lot different from the first movie.
The name is Voight.
You got younger and flatter.
Flatter.
That's important.
If
but.
You have not seen it, you should take a look at it. It is available right now. It's about a minute and a half long. It looks decent.
It was weird. It was live for like a day, and then they pulled it and then released it anyway.
Right. It was weird. And I tell you what, the things that I liked about it were the stuff that wasn't all the supernatural, like Japanese warrior, I guess. Yeah. So I don't know.
I don't know. I'm having a hard time being excited about another Tomb Raider movie.
Yeah, it comes out in March.
Me too. We've only had two. So
I hope
no, but I mean
the
franchise has been dead in the water for a while. I mean, I'm not really.
Jimmy J brings up a good point in the Facebook live chat. There has been a lot of controversy surrounding the poster of Alicia Vikander.
Oh, right. You know what though? When you watch the trailer, she does have a pretty long neck.
She does.
She actually does.
Real.
Well, let's tell everybody what that is. The poster of Alicia Vikander has you can see her back and her backside, and she's twisting her head to look at
like
the
a brontosaurus.
Camera.
She's like a giraffe. Like
yeah,
she's like,
and she's up like this, and her neck looks really long. It's really strange.
But when you watch her in the trailer, she does have a pretty long neck.
She does. It's weird. Like after I saw that, I was like, okay, I can get behind that. It looks okay. I don't know if I'm gonna rush out to see.
Maybe
it comes out in March.
She found the crystal skulls and got ET power.
She is the alien from Crystal Skull.
She is. She absolutely is.
But that's head, not neck.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm of two minds of this flick. I hope it's good. I really do. But I'm not going to rush out to see it. So anyway, that came out today. So
don't you mean you're of two minds?
Two minds.
There was another trailer that came out today. A new Justice League trailer came out today for Axel Braun's XXX parody.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
Really?
It's gonna be great.
I
I hope the writing's good.
You know what though? They actually have characters in there you probably will never see in the actual movies. Batwoman's in it and stuff like that.
Okay,
yeah.
I was gonna say if they were doing like a you know, one-to-one characters that they're doing in the real movies,
right,
it'd be really hard on Wonder Woman.
Their Lex Luthor in their movie is the Lex Luthor you wanted in the other movie.
Is Kevin Spacey?
No. He's like,
that's
he's
true.
An older, tough-looking guy with a bald head.
I would want Kevin Spacey, too.
Kevin Spacey was terrible in Superman.
Whoa! He was one of the best things.
No, he ruined that movie. He totally phoned it in.
Break it up.
Seriously?
God damn it, Todd.
He's the worst actor I've ever seen in a Superman movie.
You've got to be kidding me. Are you being...
Yeah, Brandon Routh was in that movie, Todd.
And still yet, he gives it to that guy.
Yeah, see?
No, he totally phoned it in.
See?
You can phone in like...
Apparently, Kevin Spacey is worse than Kate Bosworth in that movie,
yeah,
and she actually was terrible.
That is true. Good point.
I just don't... I mean, you
I
need...
I don't know who these people are.
You need a good villain for a superhero. You need a good villain for a superhero movie. And,
yeah,
and
Lex
Kevin,
Luthor just is not the right one to pick.
And Kevin Spacey was terrible.
Oh, God.
Do you need a good villain? I mean, you...
I am
need
not
Green Rocks,
Kevin
right?
And you're the only good thing about that
I am
movie.
Not
what
a I'm not a fan of Superman Returns,
I feel like
per
this
se.
Is like the fifth time we've brought Superman Returns on this show.
But I think that...
It's very
that he was good. He was Kevin Spacey was one of the best things in the movie.
No. He could have been better if he wasn't playing the Gene Hackman Lex Luthor.
No, I think that. True. Well, I think that you guys are just got, you guys are just seeing it through rose-colored glasses.
That's what that movie's for.
Yeah, you are supposed
that
to
is
you
what that
only
movie
watch
for.
That movie for that.
Yeah, that's true. The,
that's kind of what the detriment to that.
It's all about
though.
The nostalgia, to be
well,
true.
So that's
true.
And that's the problem yeah. that I'm having with it because if you see,
we
it,
all admit it's not a good movie, but at least we know that Kevin Spacey was a decent Lex Luthor.
No, Kevin Spacey it. Was a, de-
I don't
a
know,
decent
I
actor,
that.
And but he had a terrible. I think
him.
That they were like, oh, we're gonna get Kevin Spacey to be Lex Luthor. We don't have to write a thing for him. We're just going to let him do the Jack Nicholson thing that Jack Nicholson did with Joker.
I was impressed.
And it was terrible.
Well, here's the thing. Sam Campos is going to shut you up by saying he wants to know where the Kukui Project movie trailer is.
So, do it, Sam.
Yeah. Well,
he already did.
I'm casting it. It's right now. It's happening.
Sam Campos has a very controversial opinion. He thought that Brandon Routh was good in Superman.
I thought that Brandon Routh was
not
good, too.
He's bad. But it's just not a popular.
He's way
movie.
Better than Kevin Smith.
Sam Campos also says
Kevin
Spacey.
Spacey.
No,
Kevin Spacey.
No, I just.
Sam
oh,
Campos
dude,
says
Kevin
Spacey
Smith
was,
should play Lex Luthor.
Spacey said. Sam Campos said Spacey was better than Hackman. Wow. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
I
he, phoned
see that.
It, he phoned
as
it in.
Spiritual successor to the original Reeve movies.
Yeah.
I'm gonna agree it. That Kevin Spacey, because having the hindsight to look back on all of Gene Hackman's performances
right,
and boil
right,
it
right.
down to an essence, in that sense, I think that Kevin Spacey's performance is probably the best Lex Luthor I've seen on film.
Kevin Spacey. Todd. Kevin Spacey never actually did that.
Jimmy J said he's going to bed because there's too much talk about bad DC movies.
Good night, Jimmy. Thank
well,
you.
Well, Jimmy J, we love you, pal.
Yeah, I personally would rather give it to Michael Rosenbaum.
You tell... Listen,
really?
Jimmy
yeah.
J,
Smallville?
Next time you're
it,
on, sir,
really
you tell
really
us what you want
to
talk about, and we will give
like
it a shot.
Good idea.
Wouldn't it be fun?
Yeah.
We'll give
you
them a shot.
The show next
yeah,
time.
You
what do you want
yeah.
us to talk about?
Yeah, what you, we can talk about what you want to talk about next week. You are a professional, so since I didn't get a chance to interview...
Now he's our producer.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Awesome. Hey, Mark Gold just joined the show.
Sorry.
So,
Gold or Gould?
Gold.
Gold? Yes.
Gold.
Gold.
Bye,
Gold.
Jimmy.
Gold.
Jimmy, we love you, pal. We'll see you next week, sir. Go to bed. Have
this is what happens when you run too late. He's not going to watch the whole show
I
now.
Know.
This is your fault.
Sorry. Okay.
Anyway, Reed wants to know what is DC Films. We're still trying to figure that out ourselves. But anyway...
It's the other white meat.
Anyway, other than that, nothing else too spectacular this weekend as far as movies go. There wasn't anything...
American Assassin came out, but
American Assassin
went.
Came out. No one watched it because everybody was too busy watching it for a third week in a row.
I thought it's only been
you
out for
like
two.
It? No, this is
I
the third week.
This is the third week already?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It
gives
full
me
of
mad
awe.
Anxiety.
Jimmy's right.
Go.
Routh was a decent Superman.
Excellent.
The movie was awesome. You're right, Jimmy.
Excellent film all around. Beautifully done.
Beautifully done. Well, I have to say that...
You guys, you guys reviewed it. Yeah, I listened to that episode already.
He caught an airplane and everything. Iconic.
After watching...
And he picks up a mountain full of kryptonite.
Right?
He did.
Even though a tiny piece kills him, he managed to lift an entire
right.
mountain made out of it.
Right.
Amazing.
And then it pierced his skin.
Yeah, he just...
That's what I'm talking about.
I did just
about.
Say that. Like, I did just say that. That.
Oh, and then it pierced his skin. I just don't know. Anyway.
Night, Jimmy.
Good night, Jimmy.
Prison
James.
Style.
Yeah. Anyway, let's stop talking about Superman Returns, and let's talk about something...
Superman 4, The Quest for Peace. Let's go.
No.
No.
No, let's not talk about
ever.
That.
I'm Facebook friends with Mark Pillow.
It's too bad that Jimmy J is not sticking around, because we're going to do a little game with
Jimmy
Night Darling.
Jimmy J, if you're still watching, get Mark Pillow on
after.
Your show.
Just tune in after Jimmy
goes
to sleep.
Superman Begins.
And
Superman Rises.
Superman Rises.
You can watch it after.
Oh, it's going to be Man of Steel Rises.
Man of Steel Rises.
Oh, whatever. God. I don't care.
Yeah. Anyway... other than that, anything else?
That sounds like an Axel Braun movie, too.
Stop it. anything else that we need to talk about before we move on from movies?
I finally caught... Oh, it's not a movie. Are we moving on TV shows?
Sure, go ahead.
Because, yeah, I finally caught up with American Horror Story.
Season 7, right?
They've been running on Tuesdays, so I've been missing them, but I finally caught up with it on Sunday.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah. It's got mixed reviews, but I actually, well, out of the 2 episodes so far, I'm liking it because I don't know where it's going yet.
Mm. Okay, so from what I understand, there is a political tilt to this one. Is that what it is?
You know, again, I don't know plot wise where it's going, but the basic setup is that Trump wins the election,
right?
And the focal point of the story are two different people. One is a guy that is clearly a Trump supporter, and he uses it to fill all of his hatred and his rage and his cynicism and all
Lord,
bad things about him.
Shut up.
All the stuff we're already seeing.
Right.
And the other one is a wife who's married. She's married to another woman, so she's a lesbian, and she has a family. And you
is
know,
that what they're called?
Yes. So she's racked with all kinds of fear of what's going to happen to them and discrimination and all these things. But on top of that, she apparently is... paranoid, and she suffers from hallucinations and things like that. She keeps imagining,
you know, like ladies.
She keeps imagining,
hey,
like different irrational fears.
Lesbians.
Oh, sorry.
First of all,
whoa.
Wait, hang on a second. Isn't that called menstruating?
No.
Hey.
But anyway, so she keeps having irrational fears, like her psychiatrist shows her a piece of coral, and that freaks her out. Like she's scared of it for some reason.
Why? So wait. What movie is this?
This is American Horror Story.
American Horror Story, FX.
Yeah. I've never watched this show ever.
Yeah.
But anyway, so there's clowns involved.
I know.
Like, she's definitely afraid of clowns, and she gets attacked by a bunch of clowns.
Is that called chlorophobia or something?
Shut up.
Chlorophobia.
Chlorophobia.
But anyway, yeah, so she gets supposedly attacked in a grocery store by a bunch of clowns.
In the house, Coral.
Of course, when they investigate it, there's no sign of them being there.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, it just kind of spirals from there where these clowns might actually be around, or maybe they're not.
But here's the thing, is that...
I don't know
how it ties to Donald Trump.
I'm kind of curious myself.
He's the
because
alpha
he
clown.
He is a clown.
Well, in real life,
if you kill him, all the other clowns die.
No, that's true. It's just like the Phantom Menace.
Wow.
At some point, a wall gets built.
My question is it worth watching?
It's in the middle of America.
Based on the first two episodes,
he's dividing the South and the North again.
I don't know. Like, I'm intrigued to see where it's going, but then I've been in this place before with American Horror Story, where the first half of the season seems kind of cool, and then it just spirals out of control and doesn't seem like they know what they're doing with the story anymore.
Mm.
Is Lady Gaga still a part of the show?
Not yet.
Isn't that what that show is
almost,
for, though? It's just like a bunch of...
Well, every season is a different theme and a different story, different characters, but the cast moves on from season to season.
Ryan Murphy's the guy who wrote it, the guy who did FX. The guy who did Nip Tuck, Glee.
And Brian Fuller.
And Brian Fuller, that's right. Brian Fuller.
Evan Peters is in all of them.
And
Sarah Paulson
Kathy
is in
Bates,
all of them.
Isn't she in that show?
She's been in the last recent episode seasons. I don't know if she's in this one.
Dwayne, you're jumping ahead.
Jessica Lange is usually in all of them, too.
Dwayne in the chat is jumping ahead.
Oh, Orville. That is something to talk about.
We are
going to
be talking about the Orville here in a second.
Second episode.
All you're going to say is, all we got to say is that, is it? Do you think that people that have watched the show will be, should they watch it?
I disagree with you.
Me personally, like I said, I'm just intrigued to see where all these things connect up, and like I'm interested enough in the show to see where they're going with it, but I don't know. Like the last two seasons have been kind of weak lately.
No, that's a bummer. Yeah. The last good season I heard, because I have not watched, was the one with the freak show. I guess it's called. They
that's
said that
like
was
back
a good
to
one?
Third or fourth season.
Yeah, that's what I said. It's good. So I got to check that out. Anyway, moving on to more television, because
why does every season of American Horror Story look like a whole video?
That's weird
wait, you say that.
As
in an entire video or like a video from the band Hole? That's what I'm saying.
That's what he's saying. Like the
I would have said Nine Inch Nails video.
Oh, yeah, Nine Inch Nails.
Nine Inch Nails, too. Thank all right, so...
I bet you the next American Horror Story season is just all Tool videos that nobody notices.
All right, so listen. Okay, so now we know that football season is back, so that means that fall TV season is underway.
Sports ball!
Are you ready for some sports ball?
So when sports ball comes back, new seasons of television shows that we're familiar with do come up. The Orville is a brand new show that
so
we talked about
though.
Last week, and we were kind of on the fence about it. What about this week? What did you guys think?
Well, I wasn't even on the... After watching the first episode...
A dude lays an egg!
That was awesome.
Seriously?
You see his butt cheeks.
Are we talking about Orville?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it was great. Second episode was actually a lot better than the first episode, in my opinion. The first episode had a lot of McFarlane jokes, and it really kind of took you out of the moment.
The first episode had one of the highest viewerships
hit without a
on
laugh
Fox
track
ever.
Or anything.
Well, yeah, because they wanted to see if it would be good.
Yeah, so that's
sure.
what they did.
The second episode felt like they addressed that. Like he cracks jokes early in the show
mm-hmm.
to Bordas, and Bordas is straight faced during the whole thing, and he's like, you know what, maybe jokes aren't a good thing right now.
Right.
And then they go on with the show.
So is this one taking a more serious turn, more comedy turn?
Well, put it this way, it's like, you know, McFarlane's, I think he's writing the overall story.
Right.
And the story is like a joke with a punchline.
Ah.
But, like, it actually plays like a Star Trek episode, which is awesome. You know what I mean? Like, I haven't... The last Star Trek I watched and enjoyed was The Next Generation. And this is, like, really reminding me a lot of Star Trek.
Yeah,
it's kind of, like, making me nervous for Star Trek Discovery. Because they're actually doing something with Star Trek, but new. Which is, like... You know, it's not going to be that homey, familiar Star Trek.
Oh!
But Orville is like that.
You mean STD. Got it.
Yeah.
Okay, yes.
Daddy Leaks is talking about STD.
It's good. Preach it.
I kind of mentioned it in the last episode, but the Orville feels like...
Is that why it's hard to be nice to
Galaxy Quest. But the show itself, not the con stuff.
Right.
I thought... But the show, the Orville... Oh, yeah. I don't know much about Galaxy Quest. But
what?
I only saw the movie.
Yeah.
Is there only the movie?
That's it.
Yeah, okay.
That's
movie.
It.
But it's based off of
yeah,
the...
Yeah, yeah. I guess I can see what you say with that. I mean, I just have this, like... It just is Star Trek to me. It just seems like Star Trek. But
right.
Just with, you know, different vehicles or whatever, but it's pretty much Star Trek.
With edible marijuana and shots of tequila.
Well,
and the replicator.
But it seems like The Next Generation, if Mystery Science Theater was narrating it or something.
Right.
Like, all the way down to the ambient noise in the ship when you're in there. You remember in The Next Generation, there would always be this noise of, like, the air unit or whatever in the background.
Well, Carl says that, going back to the Star Trek, Carl says that he prefers STV over STTNG.
Really?
Yeah, well, we're not talking to Carl. So.
First of all...
For me, it's original and then Next Generation, and then I've
The problem
out.
With Voyager is there's a lady captain. So...
Oh.
Greg,
booyah!
You do not speak for all of us.
No, I
Why
don't.
Do you keep on?
I listen,
sucker.
I have to admit that was my big. I've said this before. I believe that
was
one of the biggest problems with Voyager. I could
She wasn't even human, man.
Kate Mulgrew was human.
Oh, she was human.
She was
okay,
human.
I'm sorry. Thought she was Romulan or something.
No, she wasn't a Romulan. So yeah,
she just looks like that, dude.
I apologize to the actress.
No,
I'm sure
man,
our paths
that's
will
just,
cross at a con someday.
Yeah.
It's going to be super uncomfortable.
Kate Mulgrew is fantastic.
Be cool.
I'm going to bring this up, and you're going to be like, what's the nerd watch?
All right, so should we now be watching The Orville? Is it?
Oh, it's so good.
I would recommend it, yeah.
Good.
It's only the second episode.
I was going to say, at least it found its footing in the second episode as opposed to the second season.
Right.
So that's good.
Yeah.
I'm so stoked about that.
The character arcs for Bordas and Alara in this one, as well as Ed and I forget, is it Kate, the first officer?
I'm not sure because I'm not.
I thought the robot was going to be my favorite character, but Bordas is growing on me.
Yeah, Bordas is pretty good. The character arcs in episode 2 were magnificent.
All right, I got to check this. I can't wait to see it. The Orville on Fox. You're going to have to watch it. It's I guess it's
but
good.
You will spot a lot of Star Trek tropes in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Of course. I would not expect anything
less. They're stuck on a zoo planet. That's the... They're in a zoo exhibit, and they discover... You know, like...
That was a great episode of the original
Star Trek, by
the way.
If you've watched any TV from the 50s on, you know what happens, you know, when, you know.
That's true. I love it. I love
it. What TV did you watch in the 50s?
Outer Limits.
Love the Outer Limits.
You were alive in the 50s?
My, the Ernie Kovac show?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really creepy.
Who's that?
I was like living in reverse back
then. My father
Benjamin
was
Button.
Because of my dad, I was a huge Outer Limits fan. My dad was not a Twilight Zone fan, so Outer Limits was the only thing in my...
My dad tried to sell me on Outer Limits, and I did watch some, yeah, but nothing hit me like the Twilight Zone. Nothing gave me the creeps like
I did
the
not
Zone.
See the Twilight Zone oh. until I was an adult.
Michael That's Cannon weird. Gives Isn't a that weird? Good comparison. Orville is similar to MASH, serious settings with goofy characters.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Suicide is painless.
No, that's not what we're getting at.
On
no.
Changes. No?
Stop it.
Oh, I love that song, by the way. Right. By the way, MASH is a terrible television show, but a great film by Robert Altman. You should watch the movie. It's much better than
You're
a
wrong.
Stupid
you
TV
like,
show.
You like that liberal BS?
So is,
yes,
it's
very good.
Is Klinger,
I love Star Trek. Star Trek is a left wing. It's left wing propaganda, and I love Star Trek.
Is Klinger in the movie?
That's
Klinger
why.
Is in the movie.
Oh.
So is Hot Lips Houlihan.
I should give it a chance.
You then. Should. Hot Lips Houlihan's in it, and she gets a little...
Ooh, frisky.
Yeah. So it's a fantastic movie. MASH is fantastic. By Grabtar's Hammer, you shall be avenged. Thanks, Reed. Thanks nice. For contributing to the show. Anyway, I think that's it. There's nothing else too exciting going on. I do know, ladies and gentlemen, on Blu-ray and DVD this week, as you can
crashed.
See on the table in front of me, Wonder
deck.
Woman! Lady Wonder Woman is out on Blu-ray
Lady
and DVD
Wonder
this
Wonder
week. You have to pick your copy up. Wonder Woman was one of the better summer movies of the season.
And it's certified fresh. That means you're supposed to like it.
Right, because Rotten Tomatoes says
Rotten
it.
Tomatoes
says
told you to
okay.
like it, so that means you can.
Also,
how is there not like a trove of like 5,000 angry internet guys who ruin every Rotten Tomatoes score?
What do you think Rotten Tomatoes is?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but like the opposite, who trash it. Like if there's a one.
What do you think
there.
Rotten Tomatoes is?
Oh, why? What's that Rotten Tomatoes?
That's what Rotten
score?
Tomatoes is.
What's the score of Wonder Woman on Rotten Tomatoes?
93% or something 93? Like that?
Yeah, why isn't there enough guys to go tank the score just to be jerks?
Do you really think anybody's going to go on there and attack a female superhero movie?
Because there's
the
not
internet
a
is full of terrible
is.
People. Are you crazy?
There's not enough
7%
Greg.
Did.
There's not enough Greg Turners out there.
Hey, don't use my name.
I mean, G money. There's not enough G monies out there.
Yeah, that's true. By the way, did you speaking
he
of
was the 7%?
Speaking of lady heroines, did you guys hear that Linda Hamilton is coming back for the new Terminator franchise?
Really?
Yeah.
Is she going to kill?
It, well, you know, even more than that.
What's that?
We kind of completely glanced
Clark
over it. Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis is coming back for Halloween.
Woo!
I can't.
Is that
so that's two
oh.
examples of long franchises
awesome.
Where they're going to completely ignore everything that came
She's
up
gonna
after
go house
the
to house and ring doorbells.
Second film and actually keep those characters
is she,
around.
Is she coming back to the franchise in a wheelchair?
I would.
I'll have you know she's probably healthier than you, buddy.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
You know what? You know,
all that Activia chocolate.
She's probably.
Activia.
She's probably healthier and more
vivacious, vibrant.
No.
Vibrant.
She's definitely got healthier bowel movements.
Yes, virile.
Yes.
Does that have anything to do with being a hermaphrodite?
You're terrible. You're a horrible person.
I read the internet.
She was born of both parts. That's what they say.
Yeah. That's what I heard, Somebody too. That's, just,
that.
Yeah.
The
that's what Rotten
like that.
Tomatoes says. So you know it's true.
Tony Curtis
that's
is drinking too much.
That's because her father's Tony Curtis. I love me some
that's
Tony Curtis.
That's your Tony Curtis.
Yeah, I love me some Tony Curtis. One of my favorite movies is Some Like It Hot.
Have it a cut.
Love that movie. Great movie. And he's also in Spartacus, which is fantastic. Everybody's got to see Spartacus.
Isn't that gay fantasy movie?
No, it's with Kirk Douglas. You got to watch it. It's pretty
it's
good.
It's a gay fantasy movie.
Lawrence Olivier's in it.
There's
along
guys
with, and
rubbing
there is
on each other's shoulders
is,
constantly.
There is a scene in Spartacus which has
very
homoerotic overtones. I will give you that for sure. But
let my penis go.
Jimmy J is back in the chat, by the way.
Oh, what?
Weird timing. We start talking about homoerotic films and Jimmy J is back.
Also, by the way,
got notifications
not only is Wonder Woman on Blu-ray, it's not only is Wonder Woman on hard media, you can check out exclusively on...
she's on my hard media.
You can check out exclusively on digital HD, Todd. Pirates of the Caribbean,
It's Caribbean.
Dead Man's Chest, is that right? No, not Dead Man's Chest.
I rewatched that
what is it?
This weekend. Oh, my God.
How bad is it?
Sure.
It's a problem. It's not bad. It's just, ugh.
Okay.
It's boring to trust that franchise.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Nice.
Well, also on Blu-ray, or excuse me, on digital HD is 47 meters down. That's also on.
Who the hell cares?
First of all, 47 meters down was actually not that bad.
Care.
Not bad at all.
It's an ocean movie.
Oh, excuse me. Pirates of the Caribbean, Dead Men Tell No Tales. That's it.
Stupid.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the one. That's
you should have just said
that's
five.
That's the ticket.
Yeah, and then, of course, if I didn't mention it before, and like we care, Snatched is out on digital HD.
That's an Axel Braun movie.
Also, I don't know if I talked about this either. It Comes at Night is out on that's out on digital HD. You guys are idiots. And then...
Wait, why is that coming out so late?
They should cross those movies over. It Comes at Night.
Why didn't it come out earlier?
Shut up. Digital HD, Colin Trevorrow's follow-up to Jurassic World, The Book of Henry.
Yeah, but I heard that sucks.
I heard it's horrible, too. I can't wait to see it.
Nice.
Yeah, I want to see how bad Colin Trevorrow is in this one, or how bad his direction
is. Yeah, I just realized we totally completely buried your Linda Hamilton story.
That's okay. No, we can talk about it next week. It's fine.
It's
we
got
to get out of here
story,
anyway.
Really.
But before we do get out of here, we got to talk to...
It's interesting.
Yeah, it is.
Yes.
We got to talk to Night Darling and her Jewish friend because she has updates on Maui Comic Con 2017's
Ooh.
Cosplay contest.
Yay!
And
I'm
so
excited.
And I think
Good
it's
morning,
important.
Kai.
We should.
Yay!
Yeah. You wake up when she's up. All
right, yes,
so
know, right?
Night Darling. Night Darling, you are the
really
star of the program, dear.
Yeah, it's just me.
We're doing a cosplay contest that I'm assuming you have found judges for, which is awesome.
Yes.
So what is the big news? What's going on?
A lot of people have been kind of asking, but we're going to do 2 days instead of 1 day this year because last year it was just way too crazy. So many entrants on 1 day,
mm-hmm.
So we decided to split them up into 2 days. So Saturday it's going to be the upper level male and female categories, and then that's on Saturday on the 28th, and then the 29th we're going to do groups and children cosplay competition. So we're splitting them up into 2 days. So just kind of keep an eye out for the flyer that'll kind of explain, and then we're going to update the Maui Comic.
Yeah, I'll put the schedule up on the website.
Yeah.
Not to be too politically correct, but why are we separating the genders?
I've had
argue that the men are superior cosplayers and they need to be separated.
Yeah.
Actually, I would say in cosplay the women are superior.
Absolutely. I could not agree more.
So maybe the guys need a chance. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. I had a lot of feedback from last year saying that, like, I don't know, they didn't think that it was too fair to kind of go up against, like, male or female or whatever, so we're going to split
wow.
it into...
Not fair.
Too bad.
I know.
That's crazy.
Pilots,
not
it's
fair.
Crazy,
try
right?
harder.
No,
I don't know.
But we're just to kind of just make it a little bit more simple, and then, you know...
You should have the kids face the adults. That's how...
Well, you know what? And if the kids...
That mean, kids might kill it.
That's what, but then what I'm saying is that if you don't put the kids against the adults, how will the kids learn? So
you have to give them a bar.
That's right. You have to give them a bar. If you don't give them a bar, what are we going to do? Give them all participation trophies for their cosplay efforts?
All those kids'
yeah.
costumes
not
were
at MauiCon.
All those kids' no. costumes were built by their parents anyway.
Oh. No, but some of them. That's why, like this year, we have prejudging too. Also. So
we're prejudging?
We are prejudging.
I love to prejudge.
Yes.
I was just going to say that.
You know, prejudge is the root word of prejudice.
So this year we're prejudging. So, you know, we're definitely looking for that cosplay that is handmade and how much time you put into it and everything like
JJ's
that.
JJ's like every gender for themselves.
Basically,
thanks, JJ.
Okay, yeah. But yeah, so just the fact that we're like splitting it up to 2 days, we're breaking it down between male and female and things like that.
Yeah. I think
really
what
you, big yeah. announcement.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you are right though, Night Darling, because last year's one was a lot of fun, but there was a lot more people than I ever even expected.
There was a huge and also the people who just came to watch too. It was a big crowd for the cosplay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It
was
great.
A lot. It was kind of a lot to take in. So just the fact that like we're kind of breaking up the 2 days, and that's what we're breaking it down to.
Good. Have we decided what day is what?
Saturday. Why
sorry,
are you not
I missed it.
I'm
paying attention to the knee.
Saturday is
the
like the upper male and female, and then Sunday is going to be groups and then kids.
He's when like Handsome Dan from Wayne's World, where he's like,
So when you say groups, I'm assuming like when
like
you do like ghost,
two or more, yeah,
right,
like,
so like
yeah,
Ghostbusters,
like, you know,
or
like you could have shows up with like Ghostbusters again, but like a whole team of them, or Justice League,
like Justice League,
like that, yeah. So
got it.
Because
for
there
the
was
Nerd
that
Watch.
Last year too. You yes, oh, cosplay, oh, the Nerd Watch.
You can cosplay as me. I won't be there.
Don't, yeah, we do need a Ganon because he's not going to be
there.
Yeah,
he's going to cosplay as me and take over my what my part of the show would be then.
Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah, for absolutely. We'll even give
super
you a shirt.
Super easy, too. All you do is stand there and play air guitar.
Yeah. Somebody
no, you don't
dresses
even,
up as
right.
Baloo and wears a shirt.
And <I'll,
laughs> I will...
And always sing his Bare Necessities.
And
no
your shirt has to say Ganon.
Anyway.
That's awesome. You have a minority shirt we can borrow for them?
I got some new ones coming out this
week.
Oh,
man. I want one.
No.
Forget you then.
I only made one in a 4X.
Did you? Damn it, man. I need a 5. Son of a bitch.
Anyway, so yeah, that's the cosplay competition.
Fantastic.
So super excited. And then we have a lot of Oahu people coming down.
No, really?
Yeah.
Yep, we've got 7 sketches.
I'm super
excited. So.
Derek's coming. I heard Casey's. I finally saw
Casey
Horimoto's
coming.
Casey Horimoto's coming.
And then Spells is coming,
Spells,
too.
Spells, mm-hmm. Who does a lot of artwork with the Light Sleepers crew.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. That's who did all
fantastic.
He did my favorite shirt, the Thane Oshaka.
Yeah.
Oh.
And mine's Chun-Li.
I love that one. I love the Chun-Li one, too.
Yeah.
Those the Transformers one is good too. The Shaka,
that
one's
awesome a good
too.
One too. Yeah,
that one.
So that Spells, he'll be coming down.
Have him do a Sipa Marshmallow Man one for him.
Yeah, Spells. That's a good idea.
That's a good idea actually.
He could whip that up real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah,
marshmallows exactly with like them on.
Would you wear it if you made it for you?
I would. I actually would.
There you go.
Yeah. See, I'm not ashamed.
Have too many shirts.
That's
so.
Right. I'll wear anything anyone gives me.
Give it to you.
That's all good. That's
that
all
Nerd
good.
Watch shirt is the last shirt someone gave you.
Yeah, exactly.
And he hasn't washed it.
No.
Please
have,
help us.
I have two of them, and I have washed it. So shut up. Anyway. That's going to be a lot of fun, Night Darling. By the way, thank you for putting so much effort and work into this. We certainly do appreciate it. So I can't wait to be
I
up there.
I can't wait to watch it on Facebook.
Yeah.
Because he's not going to be
California.
Here.
I can't wait to be up there with her. It was a lot of fun last year. And by the way, I found out, I can't believe I'm revealing this on the air as opposed to off it. But
you're going to finally do the transition.
Yeah.
Wait.
Hilarious.
Because you know why? Because he can't find it.
Professor Barry and I came to a decision.
You're gonna get married
together. Yes.
Civil union.
What is it?
He's already married.
No, Professor Barry. Yeah, I know. Professor Barry and I have decided that we are going to do 2 panels for the Comic Con.
Side by side.
What we're gonna do is we're gonna do a Hawaii
Make
Film Critics Society sponsored one with myself and Professor Barry and talk about the best and worst comic book movies. And then the second panel
it's
is
just
gonna
be you two,
right? And then the second panel,
you're not invited.
So hang, wow. Wait
okay.
A minute, all hang right. On.
Let's go.
Then the next panel is going to be the Nerd Watch. All of us coming up, reacting to.
I don't want to be on.
Film,
it.
I don't know if I'm available
that
day.
The snooty film critics and their choices for good or bad.
What's a snooty
cinema.
Film?
Snooty film critics.
That?
Oh, I thought you were like it's a snooty film.
No, snooty film.
They're
critics.
Usually directed by Axel Braun.
Oh,
so
that's smutty.
If
film.
Anybody wants to stand in for
no,
Ganon, Night Darling, if your friend is possibly free, and if he's as much of a
Oregon.
Nerd as he says he is, oh, is he?
I'm going back to Oregon. Yeah.
Oh, Oregon. What part of Oregon are you from?
I'm from Maui, but. I live.
Sure you are.
Yeah.
Oregon.
I'm from Maui, but I live in Portland.
Oh, you live in Portland?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So
he's
your
Jewish.
Appearance, this is like a, yeah. Would be called a cameo.
Oh, you're a cameo. Well, listen, what's your name again?
Brad. You can call me Guy or Jew.
Jew, okay.
Don't call him Jew.
Hey, Jew guy.
I'll get pretty offended if you call him Jew.
Well, Brad, listen, first of all, thank you for coming.
No.
Your name is now Garlic. Garlic Brad.
Yeah.
yes.
Secondly,
I'll call him Garlic.
Secondly, why did you leave Maui? Just curiously.
I went to school at University of Oregon.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Were you there when Marcus Mariota was there?
Yeah, I was actually. He was like one of my classmates.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Were you guys friends?
Not really. So like
because he's a nerd.
But yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you're. Yeah. He was
no friend.
He was too cool.
He would see you carrying your books and he would dump them.
Yeah.
And go Mariota for life.
He would just be like, give me a dead leg real quick.
By the way, Carl wants to know if you're ordering new shirts. By the way, new Nerdwatch shirts.
New Nerdwatch shirts.
I've
no,
been
he
guessing.
Doesn't care about Nerdwatch shirts. He's talking about Maui Comic Con shirts.
Oh, Maui Comic. Oh, fine. Whatever. I think he meant Nerdwatch shirts,
which is going to be awesome. And speaking of Maui Comic Con, while we're still on that,
yes,
subject,
let's do that.
Just wanted to mention also that you. Professor Barry will be doing another panel with Brian Cohn.
Yes, he did tell me about
Kuliana,
that. That'll be fantastic.
And be premiering some the first 13 minutes of the movie.
Fantastic.
And so that's going to be pretty incredible with
Man.
Brian Cohn and, of course, the director and Adi Alad, the editor.
Editor. Adi Alad is so fun. He's really
awesome.
Cool. I like him a lot.
Adi also, of course, from the Power Rangers.
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes,
he was the Green Ranger.
Mm-hmm.
That's not true.
gosh, Green Ranger.
Although he does have footage of Bulk and Skull boning the Green Ranger.
Maui Comic Con 2017.
Wait, does he really?
No, it's Bulk and Skull boning each other, I think.
Oh, man, I need to see this.
Maui Comic Con 2017, October 28th and 29th at the UHMC campus, right? UHMC campus?
Yep.
Joe Rubenstein will be there, Mark Teixeira, and, of course, guest of honor Stan Sakai will be there. It's going to be a lot of fun. Alika, I know that it's quickly approaching. Can we get updates every week or so to see if there's anything else new coming up?
Yeah, so.
All right, if you guess.
He's very enthusiastic, as you can see, about his own show.
I like eat, sleep, and breathe this con, so I'm like.
Fantastic.
Like, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
I mean, if you guys want to show up.
For sure.
Game time.
Yeah, we're out of time. We got game time coming up for those that are going to be sticking around for the Facebook Live. Night Darling is running a game that you guys are going to want to stick around for, okay?
Hey, me and Todd have a game after that. Yeah. Where I'm going to be a face hugger and he's going to be the astronaut.
Y'all probably don't want to stick around for that.
No, you're not going to want to stick around for that
at
all.
Or you do.
I kind of want to leave before I get attacked.
He's going to just play with himself.
I want to be the passenger that finds Todd after he gets impregnated.
Oh, my gosh.
My chest explodes all over your face.
And one of you guys got to cut my leg.
Well, the dog says, I'll have what he's having.
But it's not going to be my chest.
I suddenly want to remake Alien like this. We have camera. Let's do it.
Let's not do it. Right before we do get out of here, there is a big comic book movie opening up this weekend. It is The Kingsman, The Golden Circle, which is happening this Friday or Thursday.
Is the ladies really into this movie because Channing Tatum's dressed like a cowboy?
Not necessarily.
Really?
I think it drives him too crazy.
Because I'm almost into it because of that.
I'm not into it because
don't
of that.
Don't lie.
That Taron Egerton dude is
I'm
a good
sorry,
dude, too.
That's the one.
You can't say Neggard on this show.
Hey!
He had it with an accent.
I did say it, actually.
That's it.
I did say it.
It's Egerton, right?
It's Taron Egerton.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
You can't say it with Neggerton.
I did say it.
You guys are idiots.
You can't say
that. Total idiots.
Idiots.
Sorry.
I actually did say the name right.
Hey,
but
I like
Kingsman.
Why is it that Alika
so
always can call it? He says that there's this cliff, and I think
Channing
that they just went over it. I think they just did.
Negaduck.
You're such an idiot. We are out of time, ladies and gentlemen. We have got to say goodbye to you all. Stick around.
Kingsman's going to be America as F.
Thanks.
AF.
Oh, my gosh. What was that again? I couldn't hear you.
Nothing.
There. have a lovely week, everybody. Facebook Live, stick around because we're going to be playing a little bit of a game. If you guys ever want to join us on the Facebook Live, do so. Like us on the Nerdwatch page, facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. Tell your friends, invite your neighbors.
We're still
doing
the show?
Yeah, we're doing the show. So we're out
Imagine
of time.
People got together.
What's
to
that?
Watch the Nerdwatch together.
I know. Get your people together to watch the Nerdwatch together.
That'd be so awesome.
Make it a drinking game.
Yeah, make it
a
drinking
game.
Every time Gannon says the N-word, you drink.
Yay!
Every time you get sad for one of the cast members, drink.
Every time I just say an N-word, like any kind of N-word.
That's true.
No, I said an N-word.
Like not.
Yeah, there
or,
you go.
Or nay.
Nay.
Or Negerton.
I want to say thank you to Brad for coming by all the way from Oregon.
Yeah, thanks, Brad.
Yeah, thanks, Brad.
Thanks, Brad.
We certainly do appreciate it. By the way, I never asked, how do you know Night Darling?
From dancing, yeah. I break dance, and she's just there sometimes.
Oh, you're a break
dancer.
Thanks.
Kanye?
Kanye.
Kanye Vanta? No, he does that, like, the B-boy stuff.
Do you know Kanye? Oh,
no, every time somebody brings up B-boy stuff or breakdancing, I have to bring it up. Yeah.
All right. Well,
not
listen,
Kanye.
Listen, Brad, thank you for coming, sir. We certainly do appreciate it.
Yes.
You're more than welcome to come as long as Night Darling's with you.
Arrive. Wow.
Wow.
That sounds awesome.
Thanks a lot, Todd.
Anytime, Garlic. You show up.
Thanks, Brad. So for Format, for Alika, for Gannon, for Todd Bernardi, and for the extremely lovely and always wonderful Night Darling, check her out at Night Darling Cosplay on Instagram. Is that where we want to follow you? Is that right?
Yes, please.
All right. At Night Darling Cosplay.
Not like at her house.
On
her house.
I know, yeah.
Not the Target bathroom.
I will shank you. Like no tomorrow.
Yeah.
On the internet's fine. And in real life is bad.
Night Darling, next time you do make it, can we get an update on your cosplays for Maui Comic Con?
I am
she
still...
She already spoiled them.
I did. I wanted to kind of surprise it, but like when you ask me, I can't say
you
no.
Always spoil your cosplays.
I have to tell you. So, yeah, Scarecrow and Mononoke is working on progress right
now.
So.
I cannot wait. It's going to be so exciting.
I just saw Mononoke for the first time.
Are you for real?
Is Greg is going to ask this again the next time you're
I
on.
Will.
Okay,
one of you can answer for me.
Or maybe I'll bring Mononoke.
Come on.
Princess Mononoke.
She's going to be Michael Jordan.
That's right.
And Jason Voorhees, but neither one is gender bending.
Is she going to be crying Michael Jordan?
She could be.
That would be a pretty dope cosplay.
That'd be pretty dope.
She's just going to cosplay memes for like the next couple
Maui
of cons.
At Maui Comic-Con, G's going to ask you... If what you can you? Spoil your cosplay.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, no, that's not a problem.
I will.
What are you dressed as?
I'm going to do that for sure, so that way she can know.
I pay attention to that.
He's just like, how come you didn't dress up for this?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
And she's wearing the crying Michael Jordan mask.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Well, we're out of time, so until next week, I, of course, am G-Money. If you're watching on Facebook Live, stick around. We got a game for you. Until next time, peace out, much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And until next week, we say to you guys, awesome. Aloha!